This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're listening to Sustainable Sounds. I'm here with Ella Flavel. Kia ora, Ella.
Kia ora, Elliot.
Ella, we were just talking in the break about some of your work at Climate Clinic.
Yes.
Tell me more about Climate Clinic and what are they? Who are they? What do they do?
Yeah, so Climate Clinic is a student club at Te Heringa Waka, Victoria University of Wellington, and we are mainly sort of a law lens on environmental activism, so we sort of look for cases around the environment and ways in which that we can sort of push for action on climate change, push for action on environmental issues through the law.
Yeah.
We also do other stuff, but I think the thing that sets us apart from other environmental groups is probably the legal element.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And you've had some quite successful cases in the past, right? Or being a part of cases?
Yes. We have an incorporated society called Students for Climate Solutions. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we did just lose at the Court of Appeal.
Oh. We have to talk about that. Well, we should talk about that. What happened?
So I'm not actually the expert on that particular case, but I think it had something to do with mining consents and, I won't go into too much detail.
Let's talk about a successful case from Students for Climate Action.
So there's a lot of stuff happening in the international environmental law space, which everyone should pay attention to. So basically, there is something called the Rome Statute, which sort of governs the worst crimes against humanity that can occur. And the Office of the Prosecutor for the International Criminal Court has recently announced that they are looking into incorporating environmental crimes.
Interesting. So what is this legislation normally used for then? I don't know if legislation is the right word.
Awful crimes against humanity.
Like what? Like what are we talking?
Genocide.
Right.
That sort of stuff. Yeah. War crimes. Really, really bad stuff.
Yeah.
And so far it hasn't really incorporated environmental destruction. So if you ended up, you know, being responsible for many deaths through environmental destruction, you couldn't currently really be held accountable for that. And it is a difficult question as to how that causation will be found.
Yeah.
But they are opening up submissions, and they have opened up submissions for people to talk about how this could be incorporated.
Yeah, interesting. So what might that look like? That might look like the CEO of an oil company being taken to court?
Potentially, so individuals could be held accountable for crimes against humanity that include environmental destruction, for example. At the same time,
ecocide, right? That's the sort of word that people are using?
Ecocide is one of the options, actually.
Okay, how is ecocide different to other things?
Ecocide is sort of like general, you know, awful environmental destruction.
Is it intentional, or can you do, like, if you are the CEO of Zed or Santos,
you have to commit it with knowledge.
Right.
You have to know that you are doing this.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of requirements for something to be at such a high level, awful crime to be included in the Rome Statute. So it has to be knowledge. It has to be part of a wider campaign. There are all sorts of factors that you need to kind of satisfy to be held accountable at that level.
Yeah, interesting. Would this include like a fossil fuel company who knows about the damage of climate change and still like ignoring that, or like, you know?
Quite potentially, or deciding that they wanted to help certain groups to do awful things to people because they know that they could make a profit. It's sort of bringing in that element of you can do awful things to the environment and it can result in people dying and you can be held accountable for it. And another sort of side effect, which I think is particularly important, is factoring it into their risk matrix or whatever when they're making a decision as to whether they're going to do something. If they realise that they can be held criminally accountable internationally, that will be a factor in them deciding not to do it, more so than, oh, we could be fined a bit of money. Because currently that's potentially seen as a cost of business for certain companies.
Yeah, right. Like, they'll just expect that they're going to get sued, and that's just a part of the process.
Potentially, sort of yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. So what do you think is going to happen? So, because it's, like, not law yet?
No.
Or, yeah. And how does it work at the international level? Like, Is it just, yeah, how does it work?
So currently the International Criminal Court doesn't read in these environmental things into these crimes. But if they do release this policy, so basically because they don't have what we have, let's say in Aotearoa, we have precedent.
Mm-hmm.
So previous cases can inform the outcomes of future cases.
Yeah.
But
isn't that just, I thought that was just the law system in general, or is that only what we do? Is it like the Westminster system or?
Yeah, that's the common law. Right. So it's.
I'm really exposing my lack of knowledge on law here.
It kind of happens slightly different in many different places, but I guess there are some common themes, lots of common themes. But the International Criminal Court is unique because it has policies that sort of tell you what to expect. So like how to interpret certain parts of the crimes that you know what you kind of had to do to satisfy those criteria. Let's just be clear, this is awful stuff. Like, it really has to be intentional. It has to be part of a wider campaign, and it has to result in awful things like people dying.
Yeah.
But
that is happening, right?
That is happening.
Yeah.
And the accountability isn't really there.
Yeah.
Many large corporations especially are able to get away with awful destruction around the world.
Yeah.
And nothing is... Well, sometimes nothing is done about it.
Yeah.
And often nothing is done about it. So this is potentially a really exciting development.
Yeah. And so what do you think the likelihood is of it happening?
I think there is a high likelihood of this policy for the environment going through. I don't know how it'll be incorporated. This is the whole submission process, is different groups can come forward and say, actually, this is how we're going to include it. Well, this is how we would like it to be interpreted into the Rome Statute, because you have to kind of fit it into the existing Rome Statute.
Is that tricky?
Semi-tricky. There's like a provision that allows for other crimes,
right?
But they have to be of a sufficient level to match all the other awful crimes.
Yeah.
So it really does still have to be a really high level of offending, I guess. Really awful, awful stuff. But there is some of that happening. And at the same time, ecocide has just been pushed for by Vanuatu, Fiji and Samoa. So they've proposed formal recognition of the crime of ecocide. And this is sort of defined as like unlawful acts committed with knowledge that there is a substantial likelihood of severe and either widespread or long-term damage to the environment being caused by these acts. So I think the difference, and I might be completely wrong, is that ecocide is sort of like, if you harm the environment and you don't have to show that it harmed people, that's illegal. But if you fit it into the Rome Statute, which is the policy on the environment that's currently going through the International Criminal Court, it has to harm people. So you can harm the environment, let's say, severely polluting a water source or causing deforestation that means that people can't live somewhere and they might die.
Yeah.
That would be, interpreting that as part of the environmental crimes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. That was really, really interesting.
Thank you.
Let's play a bit more music. Shall we?
Perfect. I'm down for that.
Unless there's more things you'd like to talk about the Rome Statute and how this will be.
I think that's enough legal nerding out. I would encourage people to look into it if they are interested in the sort of international environmental law space.
Yeah.
Because this is one way we can hold countries, corporations, individuals to account.
For sure. Is Climate Clinic a good place to go for that information? Or
Yes. In fact, I'm just going to put a little plug. I've heard, word on the street, is that there might be a Climate Clinic Otago starting up. So if you're interested in the sort of legal side of environmental activism, keep an eye out for that. Otherwise, you can follow Climate Clinic VW on Instagram.
Fantastic. Alpha, well, thank you so much. That has been a really insightful chat.
Ka kite.
And now, let's listen.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.